Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. When God chooses an individual, a family, or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of him. That faith, that favor place is that place where we walk. And the favor that we see Abraham demonstrating by believing God, by looking at what God showed him in the spirit and believing it until it manifested in the natural. It's also that place that David had favor where the men came to him and they stayed with him until he won victory. They came alongside of him until he won victory in the call and the destiny that God had for him. That place where God says, I'll give you favor with me and with man. So that favor place is what we know we want and need with God. Favor with God, favor with men. He causes men to come alongside of us and to help us do the things, win the battles, win the victory that God has called us, even when they don't know that they're doing it, when they don't know that that job that they gave us or that interview that they gave us or that information that they gave us was in the process of helping us win in the place that God said. That process is that process that we go through that God makes us for our tomorrow, that place where he causes the faith that's inside of us to be that which is more costly than gold and silver, that the dross of our life, the things that are not good rises to the top and God gets the glory out of us because he allows our faith to be genuine, that which is enduring and that which stands no matter what. In this season and time of life where we see things, everyone's faith failing, our faith stands. Jesus even said, will I find faith when I return? Because people will start to believe and try everything and not believe in God. But we want faith that stands. So the things that make us strong are the things that try our faith that God uses so that we can stand and endure no matter what, knowing that he is faithful, that our overcoming testimony that overcomes the enemy but by believing in the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in Jesus Christ. And we hold on and not hold on to our life. We hold on to him and we lose ourselves to gain him and gain his will, gain his wisdom, gain his authority in our life, even the greater and even the more in circumstances as we prove the word, testifying that what Jesus did and what he accomplished and all that he did was truth, and it is true, and we do the same because the word of God says that that miracle signs and wonders follow those that believe. So this favor place and this place of process is what we go through that keeps us moving and stretching in the things of God. The Bible lets us also understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior of our life, then every promise of Abraham is ours. So we thank God that we have these things and they are ours and we can move and operate in them. Just want to encourage you in a few minutes that we have, and we're going to come back and talk about it more. Talking about faith in the storm, looking at Matthew 14, 22 and 28, and don't have time to read it. Next episode, we will read that scripture. But the disciples had been with Jesus, and they had seen him perform miracles and do miraculous things. And when it was time for them to now have the place of trying, everything that was coming at them made them believe that they were not going to get to the other side. It made them believe that they were not going to have what God said, even though Jesus is the one said to go to the other side. He's the one that says we have to get there, which lets them understand that he had already assigned the destiny that was before them. They were just in a place of trying. They just were in a place of testing, a place where what they had heard, what they had learned, what they had saw, now was at the place where they had to believe for themselves that God was going to do what he said. And there are times in our lives that we go through things and we know what God has promised us and we know what he's told us. And he's given us the truth of letting us understand what our destiny is going to be, the end result is going to be because of his thoughts towards us and what he's spoken concerning our lives. But when we hit those places, the first thing that comes to us is, he's left me. He's not with me. This is going to overtake me. This storm is too great. This problem is too great. This situation is too great. This is too much, and I'm in it by myself. And we start to panic, but we got to remember that he will never leave us nor forsaken us, and he's there always until the end. And as long as we can hold on, as long as we can endure, as long as we can trust him, as long as we can believe what he says, we're going to see the expected end of what he said. Everyone will not be able to stand with us through those tests. Everyone will not even believe that we will make it through those tests. But we have to trust that the God who said, go to the other side, is the God that's going to be there to make sure that we get to the other side, because he's never failing and he cannot lie. And if he's let you know your destiny, then where you are and what you're going through will not take you down. It's a learning experience. It's a process. It's making. It's preparing you. God is allowing some things also, what's inside of you and what needs to be made, what needs to be shaped, where you are in your faith stand, where you are in your trust in him. And also, you see the greatness of God and the faithfulness of God to perform and do what he says. So no matter what you see, no matter what you're going through, whatever God has spoken to you concerning your life, concerning your destiny, will surely come to pass. Hold on to the word of God. Hold on to that truth. And watch God perform mightily in your life. Watch it come to pass. Watch that manifest. And let that be the thing that is part of your overcoming testimony that you add to, and that you trust God more and more. Because if he did it before, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He'll do it again. Pastor Cheryl Faxton, thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of they will walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. We'll be back again to talk about this scripture in Matthew and to build you up in your most holy faith. God bless you in Jesus' name.